Podcast Network Asia.
Siyempre, as a mother, yung mga masamang na-experience mo growing up, ayaw mo experience ng anak mo. This is the biggest lessons learned ko as a parent. There's a saying, values are caught, not taught.
What's up, Pushmates? Welcome back to another episode of Push Vets Live. My name is Gary. Ngayon, makakasama natin Miss Bianca Gonzalez. Hi, Miss Bianca.
Hi. Hi, Gary.
Welcome to Push Vets Live.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, mga kapamilya.
It's so nice to see you here at the hashtag I Am Woman event with the theme of hashtag embracing equity. How does it feel to be part of this advocacy?
I've been a women empowerment advocate, or at least parang in this space, siguro not even 5 years, so bago siya sa akin. And it always feels good to be part of parang a cause greater than yourself, right? And I think now more than ever, pinaka-importante sa akin to push for messages like this: equality, women empowerment, finding your voice, working against biases, even equality in the workplace, etc., etc. Dahil I am a mom to 2 girls, so feeling ko parang the responsibility is heavier na sana makagawa ng impact with how women are treated in the workplace, in public spaces, kasi I have 2 daughters who will grow up in this world. And syempre, as a mother, yung mga masamang na-experience mo growing up, ayaw mo experience ng anak mo. So it's really that.
You mentioned about it. You've long been an advocate for women supporting related causes. I mean, di ba, nag-ano din po sa She Talks Asia and such. Was there a specific personal experience that inspired this?
So yes, I'm the co-founder of She Talks Asia. We've been a group since 2017, but I did not officially join until 2018. So, I guess naging natural kasi when I started working, ang naging main advocacy ko talaga was youth empowerment. I guess kasi nung time niyan, estudyante ako, I was in my 20s, kumbaga yun ang mga issues na aware ako dahil in the circles I was in, ganun yung mga pinagdadaanan. And I guess natural progression na nung nag-asawa ko, naging nanay ako, I was in my 30s already, parang nag-iba na yung priorities, views on life. So, doon talaga mas nag-shift na, parang I think this is, I guess, the cause I should be pushing forward dahil dito na yung puso ko para creating these safe spaces for women to talk about issues. So, so 2018 was when I officially joined She Talks Asia, and very similar sa nangyari dito today. We really host conferences, workshops, para mapag-usapan ng ilang issue na hindi usually napag-usapan, like for example, or at least taboo. Ambitious women, negotiating your worth at work, how to handle money, diba? These are things na I guess crucial para sa mga babae to be empowered.
Can you bring up like a specific instance or experience that, you know, talagang tumatak sa inyo, became remarkable na ito, I will really fight for this?
I don't think it's in such a heavy way na parang I will fight for this. Thankfully, in my experience, siguro in relation to my kids, isang example that pops up top of mind is, so I'm Morena, obviously, and dahil nanay ako, syempre yung mga kids ko napasahan ko ng pagiging Morena ko. And so when I grew up, the usual bullying sa grade school na baluga-baluga, itim-itim, ganyan. So syempre, now I'm so over it, but when I was young, it was like, it would consume you, diba, na parang yun yung sinasabi ng mga tao sa'yo. And because my daughters have brown skin, my eldest pa nga is parang mas dark yung complexion pa niya sa akin. Something na sobrang ayaw ko talagang mapagdaanan niya. And so, I guess at an early age, we already
hindi naman explain, I guess tell her, show her how beautiful brown skin is. And so hopefully yung mga little seeds na ganun will make her confident enough in her own skin na even if may sabihin yung mga ibang tao about her or classmates, mean kids in school, na it wouldn't affect her that much. Hopefully. I guess that's the goal.
What lessons do you usually impart with them?
So my eldest is 7 and my bunso is 4. And so far, ang talagang isa sa biggest lessons learned ko as a parent, there's a saying, values are caught, not taught. Meaning, no matter how much ko silang sabihan na bawas ng cellphone time, say please, say thank you. No matter how much sabihin ko yun sa kanila, if they don't see it sa amin, baliwala lang. It's so eye-opening na sometimes hindi pa namin sasabihin sa kanila, but because they see it with us na ginagawa namin. Kunyari, simpleng putting your plate sa sink pagkatapos kumain or washing your hands before eating or saying thank you to God before sleeping. Parang these are things I felt na hindi ko pala kailangan sabihin, pero dahil ginagawa namin every day, it's the values that they catch talaga.
Oh, talagang ikaw yung magiging role model ng mga anak mo eh, no? That's really...
It's a big responsibility talaga to be a mom, sa totoo lang. Every day nararamdaman ko yun. Yeah.
And as we're celebrating International Women's Month this March, what's your wish for women all over the world?
Wow, that's such a beauty queen question. I guess something related to what I said earlier sa panel, na one of my favorite, I guess, advice for women is one thing na si Michelle Obama yung nagsabi, the former First Lady of the States. Sabi niya na parang, as women, our most important role is to get to know who we are. Kasi feeling ko, yun ang pinaka-important, and that resonates with me so much kasi everything will stem from there eh. What career you decide to pursue, how you are to other people, what values you align with, how you will raise your children, how you are as a partner, how you are as a member of the community, how you contribute to society. Parang it all stems from knowing sino ba ako, sino yon. And the beauty of it is that we're all different. Like, no two women are alike, and we're not supposed to be alike because we're supposed to complement each other and work together to, I guess, achieve the things that we want to achieve. So mas yun, my wish is for every woman in the world to really get to know who they are and stand firm in that.
Yeah, I agree. And be proud to show who they are. Kasi di ba sometimes people are so shy, may pakita kung sino talaga sila because of judgment.
Yes.
So I love that. Pero maiba naman tayo, Miss Bianca. Nagbabalik ka sa TV hosting with The Voice Kids.
Yes.
So how is your hosting stint sa The Voice different from your experience sa PBB?
Yeah, definitely very, very different kasi sa PBB, and anyone who has watched PBB knows this, it's very serious, structured, like kumbaga sa script namin talaga kailangan, syempre, nalalatag ng maayos, kunyari, yung twist, tapos yung reveal, parang we can't really go off script, kumbaga, with PBB because, ano siya eh, talagang it's a structured format and crucial yung mga reveal, like mga busha, sabay ng music, ganyan. It's very stage set type hosting talaga. But in The Voice Kids, it's entirely different so far because so far what we've did are the blind auditions and all the hosting works sa blind auditions happen off-cam, not on stage. So ito yung mas nilalaro yung mga bata, pinapakalma yung mga bata, kinukuha yung kiliti ng bata, pinaprepare sila para kumunta on stage, getting to know them. So it's really more light, freewheeling, mas present. So super, super enjoying the role so far.
Speaking of PBB, syempre nakasama mo doon ng mga kaibigan mo, of course, fellow women, Tony Gonzaga and Mariel Rodriguez. Kumusta ba yung friendship ninyong tatlo? Do you keep in touch?
Yes, we actually have a chat group, and the chat group is still called even to this day, even if ako na lang yung natira on Kuya's side. Our chat group is called Kuya's Angels, and it's just parang sometimes when I look back, it's so overwhelming kasi we all started in our early 20s. So early 20s, ibang-ibang stage of life pa kami noon. I remember the first time we all met, bonded, we were all heartbroken. And I remember it was a trip to Hong Kong, so kami nag-iiyakan kasi meron kami mga bagong, parang bagong break lahat in some way, shape, or form. And that, like, I think truly started the bond. And then, of course, different life stages. More relationships, and then eventually, isa-isa kaming kinasal, isa-isa kaming naging nanay. And so I think that through the different stages of life, and like what I said earlier, diba, it's so important to have women in your corner who know you, and especially in the public sphere. I always say this to friends, that it's so important to still be connected. Pero kasi now, everyone's in the public sphere.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I feel like for every woman, whether on TV and showbiz or not, it's so important to be connected to friends who knew you from the start. Yung kilala ka before you are whatever in your position, in whatever field you're in, right? Because they know who you really are. They keep you grounded. Binabalik ka nila dun sa, so yeah, they will always be that to me.
It's a good thing that you still get to keep in touch even despite your busy schedules, because I'm sure, di ba, magkakaiba.
Actually, it's so ironic kasi yung work, kaya pa yung business ng work, pero nung mga naging nanay na, oh my gosh, yun na yung talaga, wala, ang hirap na talaga. Kasi I think, if anything, all of us are, even if we work, we're very hands-on with our kids.
Yeah. Well, speaking of different priorities, schedules, how do you and husband JC in Talaman manage to keep the romance alive? Because nakikita ko yung inyong mga posts sa Instagram, like, you still manage to squeeze in like a few date nights.
Pag sinabi mong a few date nights, sobrang few nun talaga. Few na. Sobrang few. Kaya siguro lagi may post kasi sobrang few talaga. No, but whenever I'm asked about keeping the spark alive sa marriage namin, I always say 100% I give credit to my husband kasi siya talaga yung spark in the relationship. And I guess that just happened because pag maging nanay ka talaga, it changes everything. Your priorities, the way you spend your time, kung anong nag-occupy ng utak mo. And sadly, when we had two kids, parang as much as ayoko, parang bumaba na nang bumaba sa priorities ng asawa ko. And he knows this. Not because intentional, not because I want to do it to him, pero dahil, syempre, kids, parang in your head, kids comes first eh. Tapos may work ka pa, kasi kung hindi ka, ano kainin namin araw-araw, diba? Parang we were a joint working household. We both work to provide for the family. And so, as much as ayaw ko and ayaw niya, talagang sorry sa asawa ko na bumabas to this niyan, but he always makes it a point to invite for date nights, or hihirit siya ng mga maliit na hirit sometimes. So definitely my husband, I credit entirely for the spark.
That's so sweet, and I'm sure understandable naman din. And even siya, you know, the kids, of course, he's thinking about the kids, providing for the family.
Yeah.
Speaking of kids, do you plan to have more kids in the future?
I do not plan to have more kids. I'm super thankful for two already. I am actually turning 40, and so I think that saktong-sakto na talaga yung two for us. I think it's such a big blessing already to have two. I know so many women who want to but are having difficulties. So sana yung abundance na yun ipasa na sa ibang mga kababaihan who also want to experience motherhood.
Yes. And finally, Miss Bianca, you have a lot of, you have many current endeavors. What's next for you?
Wow, next for me. Well, I would like to be working as long as I can in this industry. And thankfully, The Voice Kids is ongoing. And if I'm not mistaken, there will be a future season of Pinoy Big Brother. I'm still working on my projects with She Talks Asia. We hope to create more conferences and workshops for women, and as well as paano ba to, like I still want to continue creating the content that I create to be able to, I guess, give advice to all the teens, 20s, 30s, parang advice that I wish I knew when I was younger. So yeah, a lot. And open to more blessings.
Yes. Let's all claim that blessing. So thank you so much, Ms.
Thank
Bianca.
You. Thank you, Gary. Maraming salamat. Happy International
Happy Women's International
Day. Happy Women's Month.
Happy Women's Month. That's it, Pushmates! We hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned lang dahil marami pa kaming celebrity announcements para sa inyo. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to our social media pages for more updates. So once again, this is Gary, and this is Pushmates Live!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.